This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, not many a time in this program will actually bypass bottom of the hour or top of the hour news. But this individual, though, will go to the ends of earth. He's a pretty good guy. Great show. What a background. Fox and Friends. Brian Kilmeade comes right on after us. And I have dealt with him now for almost 4 years. Hard to believe. And it is great to partner with him on LI News Radio. And great to have him on the show this morning. He's got a new book out. Mr. Kilmeade, how are you, sir?
Jay, how are you this morning?
I am fantastic. I thumbed through it. Didn't have enough time before you to come on today, but I know you got the book review in Huntington on Tuesday. We'll talk about that in a second, but boy, I tell you.
Monday.
Is it Monday? That's right. It's Monday. Hard to believe. You know something? November's just flying by. We got the elections Tuesday. Brian will be over in Huntington on Monday, the book review. Great stuff. It's called The Latest Historical Thriller, number 3, I believe, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kilmeade. Great to have you here. And
great.
You know, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, I'm saying to myself, you know, what a great book that was. How do you top it? And you did, sir. You really did. This is fantastic. I love when these historical types of books come out. It's fascinating. I was a presidential freak when I was a kid. So Andrew Jackson was right in my wheelhouse way back. 7th president of the United States and all the things that he accomplished. Incredible stuff, though, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, what I try to focus on is just one battle. You know, if you read John Meacham has this great, incredible book on Andrew Jackson's whole life. So I just said, just like with the spy ring, I didn't focus on Washington's whole life. To me, I could never do it. Or Jefferson, it's impossible, and it's been done. But I thought I could focus on this one aspect. And, you know, they always taught us in school this battle didn't matter, but it was an unbelievable American victory. But the more you study it, the more you look at it, the British had every intention of wiping us out and holding on to New Orleans and stopping us from going past the Mississippi. They feared us. They knew what we could become. They were right. And it would be the last time we ever fought them. They would become allies after this battle.
And if it wasn't for Major General Andrew Jackson, a native who had of Tennessee, and he witnessed all the back and forth of the Revolutionary War, the Indian attacks, and everything else. You know, this guy, Brian Kilmeade, it seemed that he had a vision here of really kind of a last-ditch effort to stop the British and some of the Indian tribes. I mean, it's just incredible, the vision he saw in the Gulf in New Orleans to ward off that area, and kind of knew, listen, if we have a chance, let's claim our stake down there, correct?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you just whip out a map, and there's maps all over the book, you could see what the Mississippi meant, what New Orleans was. They didn't think the Louisiana Purchase was even legal. They doubled the size of our country and, you know, obviously put us into a recession because land prices dropped because we doubled the size of the country. Everything's worth less for temporarily. So they just thought the French had no right to flip it. And after beating Napoleon, they brought the finest troops into New Orleans and planned on spending Christmas on Bourbon Street. And it was Jackson who devised this plan. He didn't go to West Point, didn't have that military experience that Washington had and these other generals who were terrible had. But he just figured out a way to block them from coming. And not only did we win this battle, but we destroyed them in under 45 minutes to the point, I mean, they had tripled it. They had doubled the numbers in terms of infantry. We put together an army in 3 weeks to consider that were a mix of Kentucky long rifles and Tennessee sharpshooters and pirates and free men of color, Choctaw Indians, regular Marines and militia. And Jackson got them so ready in 3 weeks, they took out the world's number one army in 45 minutes.
Yeah, really.
When you look at how he did it, that's what we try to break down.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Think about it, folks. If you go back in history and think about the War of 1812, you know, America really – didn't have a lot of friends. I mean, they were threatened every which way. And, you know, think about the White House, where British troops, in reading, Brian, actually set the White House on fire. And, you know, you kind of got the feeling way back and then of little hope. I mean, as far as, you know, being able to to kind of persevere here is unbelievable.
Yeah, I went to the White House, and there's a breezeway. You look up, it's the original breezeway, and they left the burn marks there.
Wow.
And they have no – all these past presidents since had no interest in getting rid of everything. They wanted to be remembered. And I actually put it online, and I'll put it back maybe for our listeners just to see that, you know, it's not too long ago, where if anybody thinks that, well, President Trump or President Obama or President Bush are ruining the country – you know, what are we going to do? If you get a if you want a perspective on how close we came to total destruction in the past or not existing in the past, you will laugh at people who think we're in danger of losing the country in any way or dividing. We've been through far too much and done far too well in order for anybody to panic in 2017.
You know, it's interesting, Jackson, as we mentioned, we're talking about Brian Kilmeade. He's got a great great new book out, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that really kind of saved the destiny of America. Brian will be over at the book review Monday evening. It's about 7 o'clock, correct, Brian?
Yeah, around 7:30. I'll sign books for a couple hours. I'm in my only New York area appearance. Right now I'm in Ohio. Doing a quick presentation tonight. I'm actually off from work today, but I definitely wanted to call into your show. That would be the perfect time. Normally I'm doing Fox and Friends this hour.
Right.
And come back on Monday, and when I'm back, I'm definitely going to go sign it at Huntington.
You know, one thing about the story here, not only did Jackson have the vision to get involved around the Mississippi River into New Orleans, but he also had a notion the president – Madison, James Madison, might not have had that similar type of thinking. I was just wondering, what was it about Madison, Brian, that kind of showed Andrew Jackson that maybe they're not on the same page here as far as warding off that area?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, the militia fell apart. I mean, we had these well-meaning militia people who, it's as if you and I drilled every third, you know, once every 6 months, and we were a member of the militia. When it came to fighting the world's best infantry, we just weren't ready. So Madison, you know, put it up for a vote. Should we go to war? For great reasons, but we weren't ready. All these militia members said, okay, I'll stop farming. You know, I'll stop stop with my grocery store, and I report for duty. But they're taking on full-time soldiers who's got global experience in all different types of terrain, and they cut through us. And then we went right to Canada to try to take some of their, take some of their fortresses. And we left the whole East Coast naked. And the northern states weren't even into this. And the British picked up on that. They decided to leave Massachusetts and New York out of this because they thought they could get us back because the people in the South were the ones who wanted this war. And they didn't. So you talk about a divided country. Madison went through it, got his declaration of war, but nobody got on the same page. And that was... That's a hit on him. He never rallied the country until Washington burned. After that, things started changing because it was looked like that was a violation of, you know, that verbal rule is that you don't burn the other country's capital. London never got burned. Paris never got burned. Yeah. Moscow eventually would have attempted to be penetrated, but they took out Washington, and they thought that was disrespect, and it kind of worked against them because then the country rallied around them.
And think about what Andrew Jackson had to do, and that is to assemble, and when you think about it, a pretty diverse coalition of not only militiamen, but French-speaking natives, Cherokee, Choctaw Indians, tribes, by the way, not aligned with Britain. So he had to carefully, I mean, think of the task involved there, Brian Kilmeade. He had to really methodically find the right individuals in order to get into his camp, aside from, you know, from what the British were kind of seeking.
It's amazing because people don't want, you know, Jackson did some controversial things in his life, but he also, he also adopted an Indian boy. You know, they said that, you know, Jackson had slaves. Well, he was the first one to get free men of color, give them guns, pay them the same, feed them the same, and demand everyone treat them the same. And when you look at the American Indian who he, you know, the Trail of Tears and everything, he was able to win over huge numbers of Native Americans, many of which were being paid by the British to foment unrest with settlers as we moved west. He found those who would fight for us, who saw more potential in America than they saw in Britain. So it was, he was a salesman, you know, he was a leader, and yet he was also feared.
Nah, no doubt about it. And Brian will be over at the book review Monday night, 7:30 in that area. He'll sign some books. He's making the tour right now. Brian, Never a Dull Day. By the way, fantastic Fox and Friends. You've been on there how long now, Brian?
Since 97.
Wow. So you have 20 years in the books. That's amazing. 6 to 9, by the way. You can do both. Listen to us, watch Brian on Fox and Friends, and then catch his radio show right after we end right here on LI News Radio. Never a dull day, Brian Kilmeade, huh? As far as everything involved. What a week it's been in the political sense. The attack Tuesday, first since 9/11. I mean, just an unbelievable plethora of news coming in the last 7 or 8 days here.
How about the last year and a half?
Indeed. 7 or 8 days, too.
Yeah, I just, so it just drives me nuts that this guy was Mirandized and we're putting through the court system and he's got a lawyer. Meanwhile, he's an international terrorist who hooked to an organization that declared war on us, and we're treating him just like he was a murderer in New York City at a convenience store. I know he's going to get convicted. I know his life is going to be in a supermax prison or death. I don't care about that. We have to get the intelligence out of this guy, and now we're actually lawyering him up, giving him a public defender. And if any public defender is worth anything, they're telling him not to talk. So this just drives me crazy because our Justice Department let down our president, who did not want to let that happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. Really is. You know, you're talking about conflicts of interest here. I mean, vital is the information we get out of this guy. And who knows, the cells attached and everything else, this guy in our country and getting radicalized. And then we have to go through the system, so to speak, in order to make it right as the outside world looks on. And meanwhile, you know, how much information we'll get from this individual, who knows, because of it.
It's just so stupid. And we got it. We have no plan. And President Trump has got to decide what our policy is. And for Jeff Sessions to spend all those years in the Senate and talk about how we have to be tougher and we can't treat these terrorists like criminals, he did the exact same thing. I think this guy lost his fastball. I'm just about done with him. And, you know, talking to Senator Lindsey Graham, who spent 32 years as a military JAG officer, he knows exactly what could be done with the law. He tried to explain it to the White House. And our White House can't get involved with the Justice Department, obviously. So it just, you know, you expect an attorney general to understand what his president's policies are, and this guy clearly doesn't.
He's
got to get out of there.
Hey, listen, he seems lost. I think he was, with investigations and everything else, I don't think the focus is on the task at hand. No question, Sessions. To me, Sessions is completely not focused on what should be a very important situation right now in our country.
It's unbelievable. You think this is the last attack? I mean, you want to go to Manhattan? All our listeners go to Manhattan. You want to think that, you know, maybe you're going to be in Times Square and some other truck is going to run through us? You know, if it was your family member that got run over because they wanted to walk the bike path, I think that you'd be a little bit more aggressive than these other people. They're like, well, we only lost 8, you know, well, 5 people, and most of them are Argentinian. And people don't understand, they're coming for us. And the bigger the destruction, the more of an international impact, and at least we could watch our own back. You know, at least we could stop this lofty idea of, oh, we're better than them, we're going to put them through our court system. No, we're stupid. We have to start getting smart. It's been too long now. We have to understand that if you don't want to put them in Gitmo, you put them in a place where we can question them as long as we need them. Remember how we got Bin Laden. It was a guy that was captured years ago, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, when asked about a courier who was captured, who we were tracking. 12 years later, we mention his name. We see his body language. We understand that it's close to him. It's got to be real because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed never reacts like that. And that's what we need. That Chelsea bomber, we need access to him 24 hours a day. This bomber, because he's connected to future bombers who we don't even know. We don't know what we don't know yet. But now this guy's in the criminal justice system, like the underwear bomber, and we don't have access to him. And he's got a public defender. What a joke.
It is, no question about it. Not the joke, though, is the book. Great book, really is. Third in the series, folks. You'll love it. Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that really shaped America's destiny. Brian Kilmeade, the great Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends.